Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Well, I'm excited to welcome into the show Mr. Rod Kleef. What's going on, my man?
You, my brother, you. I'm so excited. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Well, I've been a fan of Mr. Rod Kleef for some time. Obviously, he's got one of the top podcasts in iTunes. So any real estate investor listening to this show right now, you got to be sure to check out his podcast. But today we get kind of an insider, fly on the wall conversation to, dig into your story and what you've been up to and how you've gotten to the level that you've gotten to, but with many hardships and challenges along the way. So why don't you get everybody up to speed on, those that don't know who you are, who is Rod Kleef and what got you into real estate?
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you. My story starts in really 1966 when I immigrated to this country. I was 6 years old. We ended up in Denver, Colorado, and I was with my brother and my mother when we immigrated, and we didn't have any money. In fact, my mom babysat kids so that we'd have enough money to eat. I grew up wearing clothes from the Goodwill and eating expired food and drinking powdered milk because that's all we could afford. And I know lots of people had it much harder than we did, but I also knew that I wanted more. And I watched my mom with her babysitting money. She bought the house across the street from us for $30,000 when I was 14. And she told me when I was 17, just a couple years later, that she'd made $20,000 in her sleep on that house, that it had gone up in value $20,000. I'm like, what? I'm getting into real estate. So I actually started studying real estate in high school, got my real estate broker's license right when I turned 18. And you could do it with education back then. You didn't have to have experience. You'd have to have experience now. But so I was a broker, not just an agent, when I turned 18. So I hung out my shingle. I put a bus bench down at the end of the street where we lived, which was great bragging rights for my mom, but didn't do a damn thing for my real estate career. So my first year in real estate, I made $8,000. My second year, I think I made $10,000. But my third year, I made over $100,000, which back in 1981 was a decent chunk of change for a 21-year-old. And so, so what happened between year two and three? And what happened, when I look back on it, I realize what it was, and I really couldn't have defined it back then, but now I've spent 20 years following Tony Robbins around the planet, so I know what it is now. And it was, I discovered that 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your mindset and your psychology. Only about 10 to 20% is the real estate or the entrepreneurship or the business development or all that stuff. It's really your ability to push through fear. It's your ability to get up when you get knocked down, when you get your nose bloodied. It's your ability to get uncomfortable that dictates how successful you're going to be, bottom line. And so it's your mindset, your psychology. So that's what happened back then. And, fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses, multiple apartment complexes in three states. And, I've had a great run. I've built 24 separate businesses. Several have been worth tens of millions of dollars. And most have been spectacular seminars, I call them. I don't call them failures. I call them flaming seminars. but let me go back, because it's kind of interesting in that, in 2006, my net worth, and she went up $20,000 in value in 1 year or in 2 years back when I was 14. Well, in 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept.
Wow.
If you want to do the math on that, I think it's like $8,300 an hour, which of course I did, and my head got as big. I couldn't barely get it through a door. I thought I was a real estate god and could do no wrong. And when you get a big head like that, God or the universe or whatever you believe in will smack your ass down. And that for me was 2008. I had a $50 million seminar in 2008. I lost it all. It all just imploded. And very humbling, very painful. But we can talk about the mindset that it took to to come out of that, because I've come out of that. I'm back, and life is fabulous, and life is amazing, and financially in every other way.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
But it was all mindset. Because I thought I was set for life. I mean, I thought 80 million baby boomers getting old and getting cold, Florida was you know, there's no way Florida could ever have a problem. Well, Florida was ground zero for the problem. I was at a 30% loan to value. For those of you guys that don't know what that means, that for every $1,000 in real estate that I owned, I only owed $300. I only owed 30% of my portfolio was debt, and I still imploded. And wow. and when the market crashed, just to give you an idea how hard it crashed here, I was upside down. So I went from 70% equity to upside down. That's how bad it crashed here. And but anyway, we can dig into why all that happened if you like. But you know, I think your listeners might enjoy more about the mindset. And so, in fact, let me go back, if you don't mind. Let me share some of the things that I did that motivated me and took, you know, got me from zero to 2,000 houses and apartment buildings. If you'd like, please do,
because I think at the end of the day, in order for the mansion to be built, you need a strong foundation.
Right.
So that's something that you've worked significantly on, especially, you know, throwing out the good old Tony Robbins.
Oh yeah, well, he's the man. If you know, plug for him. I mean, I spent 8 years working with him and 20 years following him around, and he's the best in the world. So if you ever have a chance to see him, just do it. Just trust me, do it. So what I did was I actually visualized and manifested, not even knowing what that was when I was a kid. So when I was 18. Because I was a realtor, I bought a four-door Ford Granada. Because, of course, to be a real estate agent, you had to, or broker, as it were, you had to have a four-door car so you could show houses, right? So I had this god-ugly Ford Granada, ugliest thing you've ever seen. You know, sorry if you work for Ford, but you've seen them and you know how ugly they are. So I had a broker that I worked with, and he had a couple of Corvettes, and he let me drive one. And that's actually a clue. Because it's experiential. If you want something, you need to experience it. And so if you want a particular vehicle, or you know, go drive it. If you want to live in a certain kind of house, go to the open house. Go or have somebody show it to you so you can get inside. You want to experience whatever it is you want. So that's a clue. But I drove this Corvette. It's like, man, I got to have this. And this is way before the internet. And so I went into a magazine. And I found a picture of a Corvette, and I taped that on the visor of my bone-ugly four-door Granada. Within a year, I had a Corvette. And I'm going to give you some more examples here. And please know this is not me bragging, because this stuff I'm going to share with you now doesn't even interest me anymore. But it's my story. That's all I can share with you is my story. Back then, the TV show Magnum PI was out. It was a guy named Tom Selleck, and he drove this Ferrari 308, this red Ferrari that I thought at the time was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So I got a picture of that actual car, and I put it on the visor of my Corvette. Within a year or two, I had a Maserati look just like that Ferrari. Last story, again, not bragging. This is just my story, my life. I'm the guy that always wanted a Lamborghini, okay? And I'm the guy that had posters in his room with the Lamborghini Countach, the hot girls in the bikinis. Yeah, I'm that guy. And what's interesting is my son collected model cars. And he even visualized as well, because I made the mistake of telling him when he was eight years old that I was thinking about getting a Lamborghini. And so he told me he used to lay in bed visualizing me taking him to school. And what was really interesting is in his model car collection, he had about 30 exotics. He had a model of the exact same color and style Lamborghini that I ended up getting, which I ultimately wrecked. But we won't go down that.
He manifested it, man.
I didn't manifest the wreck, but I definitely manifested the car. And, you know, so again, I didn't even realize what it was I was doing until that movie, The Secret, came out, you know, about the law of attraction and how thoughts are things and how you manifest things into your life if you focus on them. But I've come to realize that is absolutely the truth. In fact, I'll share something with you here. I hadn't even planned on doing this. I have a paper planner. Okay. I use a paper planner. I'm a dinosaur. You know, I use Outlook too, but in the back of this thing, I've got pictures, and I'm showing it to you because you do too. All right, good for you.
I guess I'm a dinosaur too then.
I guess so, but you're a young dinosaur. So in the back of this thing, I've got pictures that have been in here for 20 years, and the first pictures are my gratitude pictures of my children when they were very young, because everything, my friends, those of you listening, starts from a place of gratitude. But then I've got the pictures of the things, like I said, that the houses that I wanted that I've gotten. I built this 10,000 square foot, $8 million house on the beach that's another story. But then the watches, I've got a couple $100,000 worth of watches. Again, stuff that doesn't interest me, but there's the Lamborghini before I ever got it, okay? The Rolls Royce, all this stuff that I got because I had pictures. So get pictures of the things that you want, my friends, because it works. If you look around my office here, you'll see pictures of the things that matter to me now that I'm interested in, that I'm trying to manifest. And the last goal, well, I'll share that with you later, but let me talk about, if you'll humor me, Matthew, talk about this goal setting process that I discovered and I teach to my students that I think will add value to your listeners if you'd like.
Please do.
Okay. So what I tell them, and we do this in my live events too, that's like the first thing we do, because guys, those of you listening, if you want financial success, and I know if you're listening to Matthew, you do. You've got to have a target. You've got to know exactly what it is you want, and you have to know, as importantly, or maybe more importantly, why you want it. In this process, I help you do that. So it takes you about an hour total time, and you must do it when you have a lot of energy, and you must do it when you're well hydrated and undistracted. So don't have any interruptions. But sit down and so don't do it right after you eat, in other words. So sit down and then write down everything you could ever possibly want in life. Okay. So obviously the money in the bank, the net cash flow, the stuff, all the stuff, the houses, the boats, the cars, the jet skis, the planes, the motorcycles, all that stuff. Write it down. You know, and take the lid off your brain. Imagine that if you write it down, you're going to get it. When I was, you know, in my 20s in Denver, I always wanted to live on the beach, and there was no way I could have imagined building, you know, this $8 million property, incredible house on the beach here. It just was unthinkable. But you got to imagine it, because if you do, I'm telling you, there's nothing that will stop you. And so write down. Take the lid off your brain and imagine if you write it down, you're going to get it, because that's not outside the realm of reality. But write down everything you can think of, but then take it a little further. Write down everything you want to learn. See, me, I want to learn how to fly a helicopter. I want to learn how to play the drums. Write down what you want to learn, okay? Then also write down who you want to help. You know, me, I've got a foundation we can chat about later if you like, but I bought my parents a house here on a canal. I took them on cruises. You know, who do you want to do things for? Your family, maybe, you know, your community, maybe animals, maybe the environment, whatever. Write that down, because it's not just the stuff. It's everything you want to do, be, or have. And those of you that are analytical, I know there's some of you listening very analytical. Don't analyze these things as you're writing down. Just keep writing till you can't think of another thing. Just keep writing. You can always scratch it out later. Once you're done, you can't think of another thing, then it's not a goal till it's measurable. So I want you to put a number by each goal, a 1, a 3, a 5, a 10, or a 20, as to how many years it's going to take you to achieve that goal. Remembering that as human beings, we will overestimate what we can do in a year and massively underestimate what we can do in a decade. So just keep that in mind. Once you've written a number by each goal, there's just a couple more steps here. I want you to pull out your number one goal. Now, if there's three or four that are equally exciting, just pick one. It doesn't matter. Just pick one of your, you know, your number one goal. Then I want you to pick three of your top one-year goals. So I want you to take four goals and put them on a separate sheet of paper. And this is where most people stop. In fact, most people don't even go this far. But once you've got those four goals on another piece of paper, you must write a paragraph for each one why it's an absolute must. And you want to use emotionally charged words like massive and incredible and amazing and exciting and passion and whatever that's going to juice you. Words are very powerful, so that I can show my wife what success looks like, so I can show my children what success looks like, so we can do whatever we want, wherever we want, whenever we want, with whoever we want. You know, whatever it is for you, write it down, so I can take care of my parents, so I, you know, whatever it is. Write it down. But then also, once you've written down all the positive reasons why it's an absolute must for you to achieve those goals, then write down, put some pain in there. Because human beings will do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure. So put some pain in there. So I don't feel like a failure. So I don't live a life of regret. So I don't fail my wife or husband or family. I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but I'm telling you, this is the fuel. And this is the fuel that you need. It's the goal itself is great and feels good, but I'm going to tell you, share a story with you here in a second why that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the why. The most important thing is who you become on your path to the goal. The goal itself will not make you happy. It'll make you happy for a short while. And again, I'll share a story about that in a second. It's progress that makes you happy. Progress equals happiness. It's your growth and progress on your path to the goals that makes you happy. And we are all here to be happy. Life is to be happy. So, you know, I'll share another thing with you in a second if you want about planning that I share with my students. But back to the so once you've written your positive and your negative reasons why, then the last thing we've already shared with you is get pictures. Okay, get a vision board. I can show you here, Matthew. I've got my vision boards here that I look at every day. There's my gratitude board with
my name
on it. I've got my, there's my travel board, places I've been or want to go. You know, I've got a board here. I want to build schools in Latin America, self-sustaining schools. So this is not do as I say, not as I do. I mean, they're just right here. They just happen to be here. I didn't even plan to show them to you, frankly. But again, pictures work, my friends. Do not, you know, those of you that are analytical and very logical and rational thinking this is woo-woo, trust me, it's not, okay? In fact, Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $10 million when he was flat broke, carried it around in his wallet. That's how much he made for Dumb and Dumber. In fact, he buried that check with his dad, who supported him when his dad passed. And, you know, people think that this visualization thing isn't real, but I'm here to tell you that every Olympic athlete now is trained to visualize the race before they do it. The Russians started it. It's pretty much, every athlete, supreme athlete, does it now. Another great story. When Epcot Center was built here in Florida, and Walt Disney had already passed, and a reporter came up to Roy Disney at the grand opening and said, you know, it's a shame Walt didn't get to see this. And Roy looked at him and said, the only reason you're seeing this is because Walt saw it. Mm. And so, you know, I'm telling you, anything amazing that's ever been built or created in this world was visualized.
Right.
And so don't underestimate the power of it, my friends. Anyway.
That's good stuff, man. You're on fire. So
Thank you. Well,
I don't even think I need to ask too many questions. You got the podcast down.
I shouldn't have drank this coffee. Let me share one last thing as it relates to goals, because it's really important. when I, you know, I said I wanted to, you know, live on the beach for 20 years. I built this incredible home. I mean, amazing home, 10,000 square feet. It's got the beach on one side. My boathouse is on the back side. It's called a Gulf to Bay. It's like a slice through an island.
Nice.
You know, waterfall from the second floor into the pool. The fish tank around the staircase was $150,000. I mean, I could go on and on. Wine cellar, on and on. So I built this house. And about a month after it was built, I'm floating in the pool at night by myself. My family was inside. I'm floating in the pool and looking up at this giant testament to my ego, this house that I'd built to prove to the world I was good enough, because that's really why I did all this back then. And it was just to prove I was good enough. And so I'm looking up at this thing, and I should be really happy. This was a month after I built it, and I got really depressed. Okay. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Why am I depressed? I achieved something I worked on for 20 years. This magnificent, I mean, it truly was magnificent. Light, it's changing, the pool's changing color at night because it's got fiber optic lighting and just incredible. But I got depressed and I'm like, what's going on? Now, when I look back on it, I realized there were two things happening. One was, and this is why I wanted to bring it up. You should never achieve a big goal without having other goals up lined up behind it, because it's, again, it's never about the goal. It's about you progressing and growing as a human being. Like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. You have to have a vision for the future. And I didn't have a compelling vision for the future. So, you know, I got depressed. And that was the year I went and saw Tony. So I went to my first Tony Robbins event, and he talks about the difference between the science of achievement or success and the art of fulfillment. I wasn't fulfilled. I was frankly narcissistic. It was all rod, you know, prove to the world I'm good enough. You know, I lost my family because I was so focused on success back then. And I'll tell you, and I wasn't fulfilled. And so, you know, I know I found out that Tony feeds families for the holidays. If he's fed millions now, so I decided with my brother we're going to go feed a family or feed five families. We did five. So we called a church. We found some families that were in need, and we went and bought the food. We bought the turkeys. This was for Thanksgiving, and we bought turkeys. And the third family changed my life. We go up to this house, and it wasn't even a house. It was like this. I couldn't even call it a shack. It was like a shotgun type unit where there was a lady with five kids, and it was a one-bedroom place. And you walk through the living room, and you walk into the bedroom through the bedroom to get to the kitchen, which has the bathroom off it. That's what I call a shotgun house. They used to build them quite a bit back in the day. But anyway, so five kids. The lady comes out on the porch when I knocked on the door. She sees the food. She starts crying. Some of the kids come out. They start crying. I start crying, and I'm hooked. And I am blessed to say that in the last 18 years, we've fed 60,000 children for the holidays. Wow. Through my foundation. We've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies. In fact, here in a week and a half, we're doing 1,500 backpacks here in Sarasota and Manatee filled with school supplies. I've done thousands of teddy bears, given them to the local police departments for their officers to keep in their vehicles when they encounter a child that's been traumatized. And I will tell you, that has added a richness to my life that eclipses anything financial. And so I want to invite you, if you're listening or share something with you. I have interviewed on my show mega millionaires. I know mega millionaires, even billionaires. And I've even interviewed billionaires that are successful by society standpoint, you know, standards, expectations, but they're not happy. And so in my opinion, they're not successful, because success without fulfillment, without, you know, is really not success. And so I invite you, if you're listening, and you know, I know you're thinking, I have to achieve so I can reach this pinnacle, and then yeah, maybe I'll give back. Don't do that. Start right now. Go do something. I don't care if you buy the person behind you in Starbucks a coffee, or pay for somebody's toll or something. Just do something to give back. Help an elderly person. Help a child. Do something. You volunteer some time, because I will tell you, not only well, you feel much better and feel fulfilled, but you'll actually get to your financial success faster if you give back now. You know, so many people achieve to be happy, but you're going to get there much faster if you happily achieve. and you're going to be happy if you're giving back. So please, you know, incorporate that giving back into your life, and you, and again, that success will ramp much, much faster for you. All right, I'll get off my soapbox.
Hey, I like when you're up on the soapbox. So, you know, right, thanks, brother. The goal setting, I think, is critical, right? And you, you talked to, I think what a lot of people are lacking is clarity in what their vision is, right? They somewhat have this pie in the sky dream, but they're not crystal clear on what it is. Therefore, they can't be, one, as purposeful in how they go about getting it, and two, they don't really know how to create an action plan or a roadmap for getting there, right?
Clarity is power, okay? Bottom line, critical. And in light of, you know, to back up what you just said, a great way to approach this is be very clear on what you want and then back into what it's going to take to get there.
Right.
Work at it backwards, if that makes any sense. Okay. Yeah. So you know, if you've got a financial goal, you know, the average cash flow on a multifamily is about $200 a unit if you buy it yourself, and about $100 if you bring in partners. So back into your goals. Okay. How many units is that going to take? Okay. That's going to take, you know, 50 to get there. You know, how many properties am I going to have? How many properties do I have to buy to get there? How many properties do I have to look at to get there? Just back all the way through to how many phone calls am I going to have to make to brokers and or sellers to get there, and just back into the number. That's one way to do it. But it's critical to know what it is you want. Bottom line, with as much detail as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I call that goal chunking. It just allows you to eat the elephant one bite at a time. Right. And you part of this process, which I love, is I 100% believe in, you know, that vision and the clarity in that vision and the law of attraction. Right. But the law of attraction only works if you pair it with the law of action.
And you got to get off your butt.
You're a big action taker.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to kind of dig into that a little bit of, you know, your discipline, your habits. How have you got this gear that not many people have, right? We all have the gear, but do we have the ability to consistently tap into that gear? What has allowed you to do that?
Well, it goes back to what we just talked about, my friend. It's really knowing what it is you want and really wanting it. I mean, you got to really want it. Right. I mean, I have a sign on my wall here that says comfort kills. I mean, I don't know if you're doing this on YouTube, but there it is right there, man. Okay. Comfort truly does kill. And so, you know, there's so many people that are comfortable, but if you're listening and you're comfortable, realize that the worst thing in the world is to have regret at the end of your life. I mean, I can't even imagine that. In fact, there was a nurse in Australia named Bronnie Ware that wrote a book. She was a hospice nurse. I don't know if it's she or he actually, but this person was a hospice nurse, and she wrote a book called The Five Regrets of Dying. And you know what the number one regret was not taking action on your dreams, not living up to your potential. And so, comfort is nice, but again, if you're not growing, those of you listening, if you're not growing, if you're flatlined, you are actually dying. You're not. It's not like you're flatlined. You're actually declining if you're not growing. Your growth has got to be a continual, constant process. It doesn't have to be massive ramp growth, but it has to be little improvements. You know, working on yourself, and the key to that massive action is knowing exactly what it is you want and why you want it. Because again, that's the fuel, and you've got to, you know, visualize that. So what are some tools that I use to stay motivated and pumped? I do a little morning routine. I sit in that recliner right behind me there. Okay. I sit there. I have my vision boards right there next to me. And the first thing I do is I am grateful for the things that I have in my life. I have an amazing, beautiful wife, most beautiful thing on the planet, and inside and out, my children, my coaching students, my foundation, so I'm my family, I'm grateful for all these things. And then, this whole process is like 3-4 minutes, maybe sometimes I'll let it go longer if it really feels good, but you can do it in 3 to 5 minutes. So tell me you don't have time. That's BS. Okay. Belief system. I sit there and be grateful for the things that I have, but then I think about the things that I want as if I already have them. And with gratitude, sometimes I get emotional even thinking about these things that I want with gratitude. And I'm telling you, you know, I know some of you are going, woo, woo, foo, foo. I'm just telling you, ignore at your peril, because this stuff works, my friends. I'm just telling you.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And the more clear that vision is, the more experiential that you've gone and experienced it, so you can really feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can see it vividly, the faster you're going to get it. Bottom line.
Man.
So, but that's kind of how I get motivated. I surround myself with motivation stuff. I'm in my wall. I've got focus now, focus, grind now, play later. I am success. I have a lot of I am statements. I am a business genius. I am the best in the world at what I do. Not bragging. That's what I want to be. I want to embody that. And I will tell you, anything you put the words I am in front of becomes an identity statement. Okay. So this is a very powerful thing. Those of you listening, get some of these I am statements, because there is no greater force in the human psyche than the need to remain consistent with how we identify ourselves. If you tell somebody I'm a great dad, and they say, no, you're not, I mean, you'll fight over that. Okay. It's a basic human need to be consistent with how we identify ourselves, good or bad. And sometimes that people identify themselves in a negative way. Yeah. But I am statements are very powerful. So I've got all these, you know, I'm the best in the world. I am health and energy. I am focus. I am determination. I am execution. I've got all these things so I'm surrounding myself with this positive energy. That's another thing, very important. Stand guard at the door to your mind. Okay, there's so much negative crap out there. I really minimize my exposure to the news. All this political back and forth crap. I mean, it just keep it out of your head. It's wasted energy. Focus on beautiful things and the things that you want and the people you love and the environment and walking outside in nature and stand guard at the door to your mind, because, you know, you've got to stay. The only way you're going to be successful is to be positive. Now, I will share one other thing, a little tip here. Those of you listening, you know, be it entrepreneurship, be it real estate, whatever your vehicle is for your financial success, love it. If you don't love it, learn to love it. Because I'm going to tell you, that is the key to your success, because you have to be able to inspire other people to invest with you, to partner with you, to work with you. And the only way you're going to inspire them is for you to be passionate and excited about it. And the only way you're going to be passionate and excited about it is if you love it. So if you don't love it, associate pleasure with it until you do, or go find something else to do. So you're asking me why, you know, I've had success and was able to crawl back out of losing $50 million to this. I live in this incredible compound right now. I've got 6 buildings, a guest house, a media building with an office, a conference center. I mean, just an amazing place. Ironically, because God's got a sense of humor, I can see my old house that I lost across the bay. It's right out my view in the backyard. But I'm back, and I'm back because of that. I'm doing what I love. I'm uh, I'm I know what it is that I want. I know why I want it. I keep that in my mind's eye with pictures, with these signs on the wall, with my morning meditation routine, my little hour, my little 5 minutes of gratitude. And that's the fuel.
One of the things I love about you, Rod, is your energy. And I think energy is a superpower that not everybody has. And your energy radiates in everything that you say and what you do. And I can feel it all the way through the computer screen here in California. And so it's one of those things that I definitely believe is something that if you can manage your energy and your emotions at a really high level, you can succeed at a high level, which you've obviously proved, right? And for some of the things that you said that I can really relate to is, you know, living like a whole life millionaire. You're not just financially abundant and bankrupt as a husband, a father, a community member, a coach, a contributor. You're living like a whole life millionaire in all of those pillars. So I want to
commit critical. Thank
on
you.
That. And also just to touch on something real quick that I think a lot of people struggle with, and you know, I've been there, is the identity. And I remember one of my coaches that was doing a lot of NLP work and practice with me was she said to me that you will never, your life, your bank account, your business will never exceed your identity. And some of the things that you've talked about, right, of consistently leveling up your identity and the belief you have in yourself and the confidence and the vision and all of those things are so critical. So if you're struggling right now, I would do a thermostat check and see where you truly believe you're capable of going. And if you don't believe that, you're always going to cool back down to what that belief is, right?
No question. And you have different identities, like you just mentioned. You have a financial identity. You have a relationship identity. At my live events, I have people do an identity statement. They think they're going for a real estate event. They do an identity statement where you make declarations. Like I'll give you mine. I, Rod Cleef, am a magnificent, amazing, passionate gift from God. I'm an incredible father. I'm an inspiring leader. I'm a loving billionaire. And I'm an amazing husband that puts smiles on the faces of children, inspires others to excellence, and rocks the world. Now, I've said that out loud thousands of times while I exercise. And that's another clue. You know, these I am statements or these identity statements, you say them with total energy when you're exercising or you're running and don't care about what other people think. It gets into the fiber of your being. It gets into your soul. And I'm telling you, you utilize this and you incant them. These I am statements or these declarations with total energy and passion, and it gets into the fiber of your being. And I'm just telling you, that's another clue. I have to give Tony credit for that. I got that from him, and it's very, very powerful. So, you know, and you're right. It is a thermostat, Matthew. No question. You nailed it.
Well, and you, the thing that I can appreciate is you have a very strong, powerful message. But there's a lot of people who have a message and speak a message and have this audio, but the video, them actually being the messenger who lives their message, doesn't align.
And yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that in the thought leadership space. But but again, it ties it, the secret is you got to love it. Yeah. I never thought I'd love this. You know, I started my podcast 2 years ago mainly to get the message out there that, you know, if you're going to buy and hold long term, do multifamily, so you don't have the seminar that I had. Number one. And at least the way that I did it. And then secondly, because I don't like asking for money, I thought it'd be a great way for me to get investors, which it has been. But I started taking free phone calls from my listeners, and I've taken hundreds, and I got so much pleasure out of it. I'm like, you know what? And I used to say in the first episodes of my podcast, I'll never sell you anything, you know, because I never planned to.
Right.
But like when I hit millions of downloads, I'm at 3.6 or 7 million downloads. It's like, you know what? I'd be stupid not to monetize this, number one. And I love it, number two. And so, you know, and then people were begging me to do a course and stuff. I finally did a course in coaching, and I've had 2 sold out live events. I got another one in Chicago coming. Looks like it's going to be sold out. And I love it. And it's like, you know, I tell my kids, do what you love and work is play. And for a long time, I wasn't eating my own cooking. In fact, my acquisitions team still thinks I'm freaking nuts, but I love this stuff, you know, and that's the key. Okay. So if, you know, find what it is you love and the reward, yes, you'll make more money for sure because you love it, but the reward is bigger than the money because, you know, you're going to spend what, 70% of your life, 80% of your life at work. And this is like, this is not a dress rehearsal, guys. This is the real deal. You got a life. I mean, yes, you can believe in heaven and the afterlife and all that stuff, but by God, I think heaven's right here, personally. That could be politically incorrect, but I want to live like heaven is right here, just in case.
Oh yeah, man.
And so, you know, why not do what you love, I guess is my point.
Let's talk a little bit. This has been great, you know, from a mindset perspective, right? We've talked a lot about the psyche. We've talked about kind of the clouds. Let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about the dirt. Let's talk some multifamily in regards to wealth building through real estate investing, specifically through buy and hold, specifically through what you
love. Love it. Happy to. And guys, if you're going to buy real estate, I mean, I'm going to push you to buy multifamily. I think it's the safest. Frankly, in my opinion, the easiest. The most resilient asset class you can buy, and it's just a home run. And so if you're listening and you're young and you haven't bought a property yet, and you know that you want to get into real estate, you want more, for God's sakes, don't buy a house. Buy a plex, buy a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex. Chances are you're going to end up living for free. You're going to be able to use the rent from the other units to qualify for this place. The down payment's going to be much less. If you're moving into it, it could be next to nothing because you can get FHA financing. So please listen to me. And I've got a wall of thank you cards over here. You can see there are hundreds of them that from people that have listened to me and bought plexes as their first homes and of course bigger properties as well. But start with a plex and start your career. I've interviewed people that have, you know, 10 million plus portfolios, $10 million plus portfolios that did it over an 8 to 10 year period, one duplex at a time. Yeah. They, you know, one at a time. So can you do it faster? Yes. And I think, you know, the natural progression is to go larger. But the other thing I will tell you is, first of all, don't dabble. You got to educate yourself. I don't care if you come see me. By the way, I'll give your listeners my book for free, and it's total value. I mean, it's 200 pages. It's not one of these fluffy things that a lot of people put out there. It's like a textbook for multifamily real estate. So if they want it, just text my name, Rod, to 41411. We'll give you a copy. It's 200 pages, and it's really good. Rave reviews. It's titled How to Create Lifetime Cash Flow Through Multifamily Property. So I'll give it to your listeners.
We'll be sure to put all that in the show notes below as well.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, so the first thing is educate yourself. Don't dabble. I don't care what it is you do. If you're going to be a business owner and start a business, if you're going to invest in the stock market, if you're going to, you know, do real estate, educate yourself. Okay, there's so much free stuff content out there, YouTube and online. My events are like $300 for 3 days of me teaching. I don't have other outside speakers come in and try to sell you stuff. Just me. Okay, for 3 days. So, you know, multifamilybootcamp.com if you're interested in seeing me. But educate yourself. So that's the first step. But then the most important step is what we just talked about, figure out what it is you want and why you want it, but then you got to take action. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the questions I ask almost every guest that I have on my show, you know, and I do two segments a week. I do an interview with an expert, somebody that's bought a lot of properties, anywhere from a duplex to 17,000 units and everywhere in between, so that's one episode that I do. And the other episode I do is around mindset and psychology. I call them your driving force success tips. But I ask the interview segments every time at the end of the interview, almost every time, I say, if you were to tell your 20-year-old self something, what would you do differently? And almost every single time they say, I would have started faster and I would have gone bigger. I would have got started much earlier. And so... You know, I'm just, you know, and then I say, well, guys, you hearing that, you know, because I'm not saying it, you, they're saying it. And then I ask them, what you might have done differently. And again, it's the same answer. Just get started immediately. Or if I ask them, you know, give some advice to my listeners that want to get into this business. And their answer is always get started. Just do it. Like yep. Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, I always tell a lot of the members inside my community, you know, spectators, the fans, the people watching aren't the ones who are getting paid the big bucks. It's the people that are willing to step in the batter's box, willing to strike out, because nobody bats 1,000, but the only way you're going to get on base is getting in there and taking some hacks at it, right?
Education without implementation is entertainment.
That's
so listen,
true, man.
I can entertain, but I'd sure much rather get a thank you card from you that says, you know, you caused me to take action. I've completed my path to freedom. And, you know, I live for those. I mean, yeah. That's why I'm on a wall. I save every one of them. I've got hundreds. I live for those. And,
it's amazing. And,
yeah.
Well, let's break it down for, you know, very simplistic. Obviously, we're not going to, you know, go too far into the weeds. But, you know, let's say somebody goes, you know what? I do want to buy a duplex, or I do want to buy a fourplex, or I want to buy that apartment building. I want to get started. What are some of the basics that sure. they need to do? Things to avoid, sure. things they should do.
Sure, sure. In fact, on my website, I've got the 29 biggest mistakes. It's a free, it's another free book on my website, rodcleef.com. Check that out. But there are lots of mistakes, and I've made most of them. That's how I know about them all.
Yeah, right.
I've made them all. I'm the fire ready aim guy. Okay, you know, a lot of people they aim and they readjust. They aim a little more. Me, I fired 4 times while they're aiming. And yeah. Again, I've made every mistake you can possibly make. But the bottom line is you've got to immerse yourself in it, okay? You got to educate yourself and you've got to immerse yourself in it. So go to your local real estate investor club meetings. Start talking shop. Start, talking so you learn the nomenclature. You learn what the vocabulary is. You start to get up to speed while you're educating yourself. Start looking at deals. Just get out there. Get uncomfortable and call a broker and say, hey, can you show me this listing, this fourplex or this eight unit or 10 unit and start playing around with it. Again, that's the operative word, playing around with it, okay? Play with it. Enjoy it. Then, you know, I equate it, if you don't love it yet, equate it to hunting for treasure, because that's really what it is. And mm-hmm. and you want to, again, you want to associate pleasure with this if you're going to do real estate. And this is a tough market, so it's hard to find deals right now, so it's easy to get frustrated. But I will tell you, there is no better time than right now to learn this business, because what goes up comes down, and yep. we are near the top, my friends. And I will tell you, there is a correction coming. Ask me how I know. Okay, I've been through like 3 of them now. So you know, there is no better time than right now to learn this business, because I will tell you, if you have learned enough so you're ready to take action, you've set up relationships with people with money, you've identified a target market and you're set up and ready to go, I'll tell you, when I interview somebody and they've got over 1,000 units on my show and there have been dozens of them, there's something that's very interesting almost every time. They all started in 2009, 2010, or 2011. Okay, that was after the crash, my friends. So I will tell you that there will be exponential opportunities when this market crashes. If you've lined up your money, you've learned this business enough where you can take action, you've developed relationships with brokers, bankers, property managers, contractors, all these other people on your team that you need to, you know, have relationships with, and you've started these relationships, you will clean up when this market corrects, because it's going to happen. Yeah. And, you know, the best time is when, I hate to use this phraseology, but it's when there's blood running in the streets, that's when you want to be buying, okay? Yeah. Because that's when you'll make the most money. But to get started, you immerse yourself. You educate yourself. You go to the RIA meetings. You start looking at properties. You start making relationships. By the way, multifamily real estate is a relationship business. Right. It is not a go-alone business at all. You're gonna have relationships with brokers, with property managers, with, like I said, with local bankers, because they'll have REO, real estate owned, bank owned properties at some point. You want relationships with them. And I'm not talking about quantity here. I'm talking about quality relationships. When you get into this real estate business, you put on your long game hat. You get into real estate, you're going to do it the rest of your life. This is not a get rich quick thing. This is a become very wealthy over time thing. And you do that by making relationships long-term. You want to know how many kids they have. You want to know what their favorite ball team is. Whatever it is, you get to know them on a personal level, and those relationships will make you very wealthy. And so build those relationships. Get out there, talk shop. Find some local mentors, possibly. Come see me. If you can make it happen, come see me. I promise you'll be glad you did. Oh, by the way, I've got a community too. I've got a Facebook group. There's like 18,000 people in there. So if anybody's interested in multifamily specifically, go to multifamilycommunity.com. It's a direct link to that group. Again, as you know, if you're listening, you are the sum total of the 5 people you hang around with. You want to be around people that are motivated, that will push you, that will empower you, that will help you in your path. And that's a great way to do it, is to go to my community or your community, Matthew, and find like-minded people. And I will tell you, as you're growing and evolving, it's sad, but sometimes you'll outgrow people. You've got to keep yourself away from the negativity and the naysayers that they're well-meaning, but through their fear, they may hold you back. And you may have a group of friends that, because they love you, will try to keep you with them, keep you from growing because they're afraid of losing you. And so, you know, I will tell you, and sometimes it's your family as well. I will tell you, love your family and your friends, but choose who you allow to influence you. Choose your peers. And so get in a group where you're around people that want more, that are going to lift you up. I totally lost my train.
There's some good stuff in there. I want to recap it real quick just because you were on fire there. One is, I 100% agree that you got to dig the well before you need the water, right? So Putting in the work now, like you said, there's no better time to get in the saddle, start educating yourself, start building that foundation. So when the time comes, you're ready to capitalize. I was interviewing an attorney earlier. And one of the things he said is, if you call me when you're getting sued and you haven't done some of the things that you should have done, it's a little too late.
It's too late.
Mm-hmm. So dig the well before you need the water. The second one is, real estate investing is a long-term game, right? Mm-hmm. And you said relationships are key. Yeah. And, you know, being surrounded by the right people, I would say, you know, when I started surrounding myself with other millionaires, is the first day I took that step to becoming a millionaire. And it wasn't long after that that I crossed that threshold. So if you're hanging around other people that are saying, oh, multifamily real estate is not so good, or it's dangerous, or real estate isn't as good of an investing asset as you think it is, don't let other people's fear become your own, right?
That's right.
You're going to adopt that same mentality. And if you're hanging around 9 people like that, you're going to become the 10th. So just some gold in there. Now, one of the things that a lot of people, I'm sure, tell you or ask you or have concerns or holds them back from, you know, stepping in the game of multifamily is, well, don't you have to have a ton of money to get into buying a duplex, a triplex?
Great question.
Unit building. How can somebody wrap their head around the fact that it's not that difficult? Obviously, through education, but let's break it down for a little bit.
Well, let me just say this. What's great about multifamily real estate is it is a team sport, and I don't care if you've got bad credit, if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have much income, you can find one person that satisfies those three requirements for the bank and buy with them, okay? Because it is a team sport. When you buy a multifamily over 4 units, 5 units or higher, it's considered commercial, and the bank will place more evaluation and emphasis on the ability of the property to service the debt versus the team. Now, sure, they're going to look at the team, but they look at the team. That's the operative word. And most people that get started in the larger multifamily, 5 units plus, will use what's called a sponsor. They'll find somebody that's done the business before, that has 100 units or 50 units or 1,000 units, and they'll say, hey, if I find a deal, and I have talked it up with my friends, and I have the money, the equity for the deal, will you sign on the debt? And what's great in this business is, if you find the deal, and especially in this hot market, I mean, we'll put up the money. We just put in almost $5 million on a deal. If somebody brought us, closed on it 2 weeks ago. In fact, go to rodsdealdesk.com. You can submit a deal to us. But there's so much money out there looking for deals right now, that if you find the deal, you're not going to have a problem finding the money, and you're not going to have trouble having someone come into your deal with you, give them 5 to 10% to do what's called sponsor the deal, because you're effectively giving them a gift. And that's how everybody gets started. They find a sponsor, and then what they do is they align with someone. You know, this is why you need to go to the meetup groups. You need to make friendships and connections. It's really what it is. When you're networking, you're just making friendships. But you align, you find somebody that's done this already, and you align with them. And then if you align with them, you can go to a broker or a seller and say, we own 300 houses, or 300 units, and use the we word, and you use their resume to have credibility. That's how everybody does this. And so, you know, finding a sponsor is not a big deal. I've got probably half a dozen or more in my coaching program that sponsor other people's deals. It's not hard to find these people. But you got to go out there and make some relationships.
Right.
But that's 5+ units. Now, when you're talking about Plexus, 2, 3, 4 units, yes, you're going to have to come up with some money because they're going to look at you. Okay. But with a Plex, you can get FHA financing. That's 97% financing. Okay. And you can have the seller give you some credits for some things and you can get it down to less than 3%. So, you know, I'm just telling you, 3% is not a big deal. Okay. So, you know, save some money and get started there. If you're young, if you're in your 20s and you want to buy your first place, focus on finding a Plex. And, you know, now you're going to have to evaluate the numbers. You're going to have to look at the cash flow. By the way, don't come to me and say, I can buy this property for $500,000 and it was worth $1 million 3 years ago. I will say, I don't care. In fact, the only parameter you're interested in is cash flow. In fact, that's the subtitle of my book, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing. New rules being cash flow is everything. Yep. Value is irrelevant, okay?
Up or down, it's all about the cash flow.
It's all about the cash flow. But you buy a Plex with your own merit and typically your own money. Now, could you partner with somebody? Sure. You could find somebody, put up the money 50-50, you move into it. Listen, when I was in my 20s, I bought tens of millions of dollars worth of property 50-50 with partners. They put up the money. I did all the work. We split the profits. Everybody was happy. And you could absolutely buy a Plex that way too. When you get into larger properties, it is the team is everything. And, you know, bank is going to look at experience, net worth, and liquidity. Liquidity being cash in the bank. So experience, net worth, liquidity. But what's great is you can find one person that satisfies all three of those things, align with them, partner with them, give them a piece of the deal. Who cares if you give them half, frankly?
Right.
Get it on your resume to get started. You know, then you're set. And that's how everybody does it.
It's such a great point. I always, you know, one of my mentors first starting out, he goes, you want to learn the business. It's always better to own a half of a watermelon than 100% of a grape.
Half of something's better than 100% of nothing.
That's right, man. And so that's so important. Yep. And like you said, to be able to get in the game, it's so critical. And one, you're going to learn how to do it the right way by pairing and partnering up with
the right person.
So whether it's Rod, you know, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else in your network, whether it's anybody, there are plenty of people out there. You just got to go out and find them and build those relationships. So I know we're coming to the end of our time together, Rod, and I feel like, man, we could keep talking for hours, brother.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been good stuff. And for those that really want to continue to check out what Rod's got going on, we'll be sure to put everything that he mentioned in the show notes below so you guys can check that out. If they do want to connect with you, whether it's on social media, the website, what's the best place for them to go find you?
Yeah, so if you're interested in seeing me speak for 3 days and suffering through 3 days of me, then go to multifamilybootcamp.com. If you're interested in having us evaluate a deal, you go to rodsdealdesk.com. I hadn't even planned on talking about that. Again, my book is free. Text Rod to 41411. Actually, you can text multifamily to 41411 for the bootcamp as well. That's right. But my website, rodkleef.com, and my name is spelled weird. It's rodkhleif.com. I've got videos there. I've got articles there. I've got 3 books that you get for free. I've got incredible content, not just real estate related, definitely, you know, the psychology of success related as well, but definitely a lot of real estate as well. Tons of free resources there that can really help you in any business related endeavor that you want to get into. And, you know, check out my podcast. I think you'll like it. I've been number one or two in the real estate space for almost 2 years. So it's something, I'm doing something right. And I love it.
You guys got a little taste of what Rod puts out on a daily or weekly basis on his podcast. So be sure to check that out on iTunes and all the other, you know, syndicated platforms that he's on. And we'll be sure to put all of the links that he mentioned to in the show notes in case you missed that. If you're driving, whatever it may be, feel free to circle back to matthatchison.com and check that out on the website. As well as Rod, final question for you, brother. Somebody who really wants to go out, whether it's be successful in real estate, just be successful and fulfilled in life. What is your parting thoughts or wisdom that you want to leave them with today?
Learning is earning. if, you know, I've got an office over in one of my other buildings here, and I've got thousands of books there. I never went to college. I tell my wife I've got a PhD in results, but start reading, start learning, start, you know, just, you know, instead of watching Netflix tonight, watch some YouTube stuff on, I've got a bunch of stuff on YouTube myself, but watch some YouTube stuff on whatever it is you're interested in, be it real estate or business or entrepreneurship, Bitcoin, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just start immersing yourself in it. Make sure you figure out what it is you want and why you want it. That's critical. That's step number one. And then, you know, immerse yourself in it, and ultimately don't get caught in analysis paralysis. Ultimately, you've got to take action. You've got to get uncomfortable. The life, that magnificent life of your dreams, is on the other side of comfort.
Well, you guys heard it from Mr. Rod Cleef. Brother, it has been a pleasure. I look forward to staying connected to you, supporting what you're up to, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you, brother.
Well, that does it for today's interview. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as I enjoyed having it, I invite you to tag a friend, to share this interview with somebody, because we all know that it could be just one piece of information, one aha, one strategy, one tool or resource maybe that we talked about that could completely transform someone's life, your own life. And my invite to you is to take something that you learned today and implement it. It's one thing to learn and educate yourself. It's another thing to implement these things and take action on them, right? Because one little thing could completely transform the path that you're on. And that's what this show is all about. So with that being said, I invite you to like this interview, to comment on it, to tag a friend, to share it with somebody, because that is how we can continue to make a greater impact on others who don't necessarily have access to this information, or maybe seeking it and don't necessarily know where to find it. So if you're not subscribed on YouTube, if you're not subscribed on iTunes, if you're not subscribed on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer to listen through, I invite you to subscribe. And one of the ways we continue to spread and share this amazing message with as many people as we possibly can, make this impact, is through you, is by getting out this free conversation. We're only as great as the people we get to share it with. So with that being said, if you leave a review and you help us connect with as many people as possible, let iTunes, let all these platforms know that this is quality content. I would be grateful and honored if you take 30 seconds to go ahead and do that. I also want to wrap up by giving a big thank you to our sponsor, the Rich Life Academy. That is a community of peers, of mentors, of coaches that are working with one another to increase their income, their impact, their influence in their respective lives and their respective businesses. Many people don't have access to this kind of information, this kind of support, this kind of accountability and goal setting. So if you want more information on how to increase your income, increase your impact, increase your influence within the Rich Life Academy, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com. for more information, as well as getting more information on real estate investing training. We get a lot of questions on that of people going, I want to increase my wealth through this vehicle. 90% of millionaires become so through owning real estate. Therefore, this is a very interesting topic for many people, but they don't know where to start. So I host a free training each and every week, and you can sign up for that free training at go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. That's the number six. So that's go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. All the links that I just talked about will be in the show notes and in the show description. Until next time, remember, keep investing in yourself, keep investing in your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.